Hello, I'm Gemma Garside, a senior associate at Kingsley Napley, and this is my colleague Samina
Hello.
Munir. We'd like to welcome you to the Kingsley Napley Court of Protection Team's podcast, Capacity Matters. Over this series, we'll be answering some key questions about the work we do. Today, we're going to start with an introduction to capacity and the Court of Protection, and my colleague Samina is going to ask some key questions. Over to you, Samina.
Thanks, Gemma. Firstly, can you explain what the Mental Capacity Act is?
The Mental Capacity Act is an important piece of legislation designed to protect you if you lack mental capacity and to empower you to make your own decisions wherever possible. There are a number of principles that must be applied, including the presumption of capacity unless proven otherwise, and that an unwise decision is not necessarily an incapacitated one. The Act deals with the Court of Protection, deputies, and lasting powers of attorney. There's also a code of practice which professionals should follow when they are working with you.
That's really interesting, Gemma. You've mentioned the Court of Protection. What is that?
The Court of Protection is a specialist court. It can make decisions for you if you lack the mental capacity to make that decision for yourself. So often, the court can appoint a deputy for you, or they can just make a one-off decision for you if necessary. The court can make decisions about your property and finances, as well as your health and welfare. However, the court cannot make decisions on your behalf merely because you are ill or vulnerable. It can only do so if you lack capacity. The legal test for capacity is decision specific, so a person may have capacity to make some decisions for themselves, but not others. The legal test is that by virtue of an illness or injury affecting the brain, the person is unable to understand information relevant to the decision they're making. They're unable to weigh up the pros and cons of the decision, retain information relevant to that decision, and communicate that decision.
What is a deputyship?
Well, Samina, a deputy is a person appointed by the Court of Protection to make those decisions which you can't make for yourself. The court will usually appoint a family member, but can sometimes appoint a solicitor or other professional. The deputy must always act in your best interest when making decisions on your behalf. This means that they're required to consult with you as the person concerned to establish your wishes and feelings, obtain the views of family members, friends, and carers, and also consider any previously expressed views. Most deputies are property and affairs deputies, but very rarely the court will also appoint a deputy to make decisions about health and welfare.
And how can a professional deputy help someone who lacks mental capacity?
A professional deputy will be responsible for the management of a person's financial affairs, and the range of decisions they may have to make is very broad. They will have specialist knowledge of the Court of Protection and the Mental Capacity Act. A professional deputy must have regard to the professional deputy standards and is supervised by the Office of the Public Guardian. A professional deputy is paid for the work they carry out in their role. They are either able to claim fixed costs or they will apply to have their fees assessed by the Senior Courts Costs Office to ensure that they are reasonable and that all the work they've carried out on behalf of the incapacitated person was necessary. The decisions we become involved in will include routine spending decisions, such as mundane but extremely important matters like paying your bills, ensuring you access all your state benefits, insuring your property, taxing your vehicle, and making sure that you have access to sufficient money to meet your data needs. In more complex cases, we may be responsible for employing a care team, working with care experts and specialist therapists, or dealing with employer pension issues. Beyond that, we may become involved in buying or selling property and working with experts to design and adapt that property to meet your needs. If you have substantial assets, we'll need to appoint an investment manager or work with your existing advisor to ensure your financial future is secure.
Thank you, Gemma. What other decisions can the Court of Protection make?
The court will need to approve more complex matters, such as the sale, purchase, or adaptation of a property. applying for authority to make a gift or engaging in tax planning, or perhaps seeking authority to make a statutory will. Thank you for listening to our brief introduction to the Call to Protection. We hope you enjoyed it. Please feel free to get in contact with us if you have any other questions or other topics you would like us to talk about. See you next time. Bye.